Blog Talk Radio.
Time is funny, it's a cosmic joke. You can get a handle on it like a puff of smoke. Stretches out and then contracts, sometimes melting like a ball of wax. Universe is chaos, we try so very hard to put everything into boxes, stack these again of a yard. But days on Earth, eventually you look like a jerk. Days and years don't line up through the Earth's rotation as it's not connected to the time it takes to go around the sun. They're completely out of sync. So to make the whole thing work, just add a day to February. Throw a party and have a drink. Unpredictable ball of space, and accept the fact that we'll never tame her sneaky wild ways.
Hello everyone, and happy leap year, happy leap day. Welcome to In Our Craft or Solon Art. I am Pam Ray, and co-hosting with me tonight, I have Jody Melton and Aphasiana. We are all poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen, and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Also make sure when you get a chance to check out our other shows that we have. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry. Something to suit everybody's taste. And please check out the poetry anthology put out by Late Night Poets on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And let me first of all start with Jody. Hello, Jody. How's it going?
Good, Pam. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you and other cool poets, having some fun with some leap year inspired humor and lighthearted poetry. And, you know, life is good. So,
awesome.
Very cool.
That should be a good night.
Yeah. I think so. I definitely think so.
Yeah, it's one of them topics that you don't have very often, right?
Right? No, not at all. Not at all. And, you know, and who knows when we'll have it again. But, I mean, I know the leap year comes once every 4 years, but I'm pretty sure it's about 15 years or so before, you know, I don't know, 16 years or so before we'd have it on this actual show again. But either way, yes, it's the math is all so confusing for me, but still fun.
There's a lot. Yeah, absolutely.
and then I'd like to say hello to Phasey. Hello, Phasey. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Pam. Not bad. My shows are usually kind of depressing with my choices of prompts, so I'm excited to have one where we get to laugh.
I kind of thought the same thing, because, you know, you and I are very similar with our after midnight shows that we do. We tend to lean more towards, you know, in different ways, but like I do the dark show, you do parts near parts thing, you know, we always have a bit more serious topics, you know, so I thought, why not have a little bit of fun with this? So, absolutely. And hello, Naomi. How are you tonight?
Hello. Good. Frozen, but still alive.
Well, there you go.
Boy, it's cold here. Oh, my gracious. You know, it was so mild, and I understand you when you said the other day, you know, how it went from, I don't know, from the so being so mild to just freezing cold and in such a short amount of time. Well, that's what happened to us, you know. Like yesterday was so mild out, it was even like raining, you know, and then we had a nice storm that struck last night, yesterday evening. And today, oh my gracious, like it was just freezing cold, like the wind would just, you know, just burn you right to the more marrow of your bones, my gracious. Even my car didn't groaned and grunted to get come alive today, my gracious. I didn't want to move.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway.
Oh my goodness. I totally get that. Yeah, in less than 24 hours, we went from 55 degrees to -1.
Yeah, yeah.
That was insane. Insane for sure. And I'd also like to welcome area code 703, who I believe to be Miriam. Hello, is that you, Miriam?
Indeed.
Wonderful.
Hi, Miriam.
Hi, everybody.
So much better at recognizing numbers. So glad to have you join us, Miriam. And how are you doing tonight?
Thank you. Well, certainly better than I was last time, but I'm still a little shaky. I've got nothing serious, just little bits of things going wrong. But
Will you be able to stick with us for a while, or will you be needing to read and run?
30, 40 minutes, something like that.
Okay, 30, 40 minutes. Okay, so Jody, when we start posting poems, just make sure we get Miriam's poem up in about like under 30 minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
But before we start delving into the poetry, bear with me because I feel like a Leap Day show deserves to have some Leap Day facts. As we all know, Leap Day was introduced by Julius Caesar, whose math was slightly off, so technically it's not every 4 years. Another interesting fact is that if we didn't have a leap day, it would figure out that Halloween would be in the spring. It's a day that doesn't legally exist in English law. It is actually traditionally a day where women were allowed historically to propose to men. Nowadays, of course, we have girl power and equal rights and all that stuff, so we can pretty much propose anytime we want to, though I much prefer to leave that pressure to the men, you know. So, but
pressure. I like that word, pressure.
Yeah.
Press your butt pot.
Interestingly enough, though, for many cultures, it's actually considered bad luck to get married on a leap year and more likely to end in divorce. Leap year babies are called leaplings or leapers. also another tradition says, and there's a variety of different tales of where these traditions about marriage came from. One of them is that St. Bridget went to St. Patrick and said, hey, it's not fair that women have to wait around for men to propose. You should allow women to propose. And St. Patrick said, fine, they can propose on leap day. And supposedly Queen Margaret of Scotland made a law that said that any man who would say no to a woman who proposed to him would have to pay a fine. And one last interesting thing is there are leap year proverbs, and one of my favorites is this Italian saying, and my pronunciation of Italian will be horrible, but it is anno bisetto tutte le donne senza sesto, which means in a leap year, women are erratic. So, Jody, I hate to break it to you, but not only may you get proposed to tonight, you are going to be surrounded by crazy and erratic women. So I hope you're prepared.
I got a broad shoulder.
Oh, my gracious.
Did anybody else have any interesting leap day or leap year facts? Is there something that they'd like to add in?
Without the leap day, we would be off 24 days every century. That was interesting.
Yeah,
I guess back in the when Julius Caesar calendar, they actually had leap months because they were so off on how to do a calendar. They was introducing, they had like 24-month cycles that they would run. That's pretty interesting.
That is. I do admit to not being a math person, so the math of it all gives me a headache if I actually had to figure it out. But I still think it's really interesting how, the mathematics fits in there and how it creates that balance. Which also reminds me, there are actually certain cultures that have entire leap months, like an entire extra month added every 4 years. So, cool info there. Thank you, Jody.
Yeah,
all right.
There
is, isn't there? There is. And I decided, one other thing is I did want to give a shout out also that today is Rare Disease Day. So, to anybody dealing with a rare disease or has a loved one with one, of course our thoughts go out to them. If you hear about a disease or you read about a disease that you don't know a lot about, like you just see the name and you think, I don't know a lot about that. Research it, look it up. It is a very important topic because it can be, I think, a difficult thing for people dealing with an issue that not a whole lot of other people deal with. So just that one serious note there, because I do think that's important to say. And with that, all right, Jody, well, whenever you're ready, we'll go ahead and get this party rolling.
Okay. All right, so the first poem I'll put up is by Ken Smith. And it's On the Second Night. And I'll go ahead and give that a read, start us off. On the second night, seated at the bar, she walked past, long blonde hair cascading over an open winter coat, a cash tray in her hand. I asked, you brought your own money? She answered, no, I left it at the casino. Was this still last night, only longer than I expected, or mystically a deja vu as she glided off to the freezer to count inventory, and the room suddenly went warm. End poem.
Great read, Jody, and what a a clever write by Ken Smith. He wrote to the quote, "Happy Leap Day, a day where this time last year and this time next year does not apply." And Faisy, your thoughts?
I like the question, was this still last night, only longer than I expected? You know, when you wake up or you look at the time and you're trying to figure out when it is, I get like that after a nap. Sometimes I'll wake up and I'm like, is that 6 p.m. or 6 a.m.? I don't know. but the confusion in that line, I related to in different ways. But there is a sort of sense of deja vu and mysticalness when you're on that day that doesn't quite line up with how you think it is in the calendar. And then for it to go warm when she floats away, it's like, was she a ghost that made him cold? I don't know. There's a lot of questions that I have in this poem, and I kind of like that there's some unknown.
Oh, me too, yes. And I, too, can definitely relate with that confusion. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Can you come back to me, Pam? Because I'm fighting with the act right now. I can't even get into late night poets.
Actually,
I can't even find
no
the
problem. No problem. And which does make me want to remind everybody, right now there seems to be some technical issues going on with all poetry. So if you don't see a link that is posted in the room or, or you don't see your comment or something that you posted in the Late Night Poets room, just refresh your page and hopefully it'll come up for you. It should anyways. That's what we've had to do a lot tonight is a lot of refreshing. And with that, Miriam, your thoughts?
I wouldn't have to say this. Poem asks more questions than it answers, which can be a delightful experience. I really liked and wondered about, she glided off to the freezer to count inventory. Is she selling popsicles? And then
yeah, you might be. Selling popsicles or storing, I don't know. The large slabs of meat, one or the other, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. I like that, and you're right.
When the room suddenly goes warm, that'll be open as long as she remembers to close the freezer. I think this is...
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you with my laugh. I just like your comment.
Just said I think the poem is a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
It is. It absolutely is. And you know what I think is as you were commenting, Miriam, I thought one of the things I really enjoy about this poem is the fact that it, just like Leap Day or Leap Year, it does bring up more questions than answers. So, very cool. And Jody, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought he painted a vivid scene of the chance encounter at a bar. You know, he had the elements of curiosity and mystery and, maybe a hint of surrealism. All the mundane tasks that he had in it kind of created a sense of intrigue, of pondering the significance of the encounter there for a second, and then, I think, with the long blonde hair and the sudden warmth in the room, it kind of added, some depth to the atmosphere that they were in, kind of puts the reader in, the poet's reflective state of mind, I guess. It's very interesting. Kind of, like you said, had a lot of questions. Pretty cool.
Right, exactly. Oh, I totally get that. Great comment. Yeah, and I want to say thank you, Ken Smith, for sharing this wonderfully entertaining Leap Day Right with us that offers up so much fun, confusion, and when I say confusion, I really do mean in a fun way. Love the questions asked within this. Very well done. And what do we have next, Jody?
Well, after that one, we'll see. That was a great way to start the show, huh? Let's see. We have An Extra Day by Peter Solway. Miriam, you want to give that a read for us?
Hang on a second. I'm trying to get it.
Okay. Did it not come up?
Oh, I probably hit the wrong button.
Oh, I'm not seeing it either. Oh.
You'll have to refresh your pages.
Okay.
I know it's annoying, but unfortunately.
No. Okay, cool. Yeah.
On the phone, it works better if you have a phone. I'm on my phone.
Unfortunately, with my the post-surgery, my eyes are not healed yet, and I can't read on my phone.
Oh, your phone.
Hey, actually, I think this one would be better if we had me or Faizy read this one, and then maybe we can have Miriam read her own poem when we get to it, or a different poem.
That takes the pressure off.
Yeah, Pam, you want to give that a read for us then?
Sure, no problem. This is An Extra Day by Peter Solway. Take leave of dull orbit, routine planets, ode to doing something different. Kiss the baking misses, farewell before breakfast. Hit the leap year street, score some crystal crack. Rent a back alley out, inject blast off. Accountant in outer space, Venus in G-string slapping my face. Lazarus back from morgue of deceased, home by midnight, berated by bitter misses. Leaping about, no fun park for me, baguettes as usual, bills to be paid, Mars electricity. Cruel sofa of excluded sanctum, door slammed, married again. Into regular time, 1 a.m. to toss and turn, rejoin an accountant's mainstream, sluts to pass, smokes give up, droll earth to orbit, bankrupt at last, hung over from crystal crack, avalanche of Mount Blanc, wife with alarm clock, yelling, get the F up, end poem. Well, I tell you, this certainly has some great dark humor to it. Very, very quite clever and twisted. Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, my gracious, I love this. You know, spacing out in here. He hit the leap year street, score some crystal crack, ride a black alley out, inject blast off, and with his wife too, you know, at the beginning, he'll kiss the wife, and then you know, she's screaming, you know, yelling, get the F up. And, oh, my gracious, goes to what, you know, bankruptcy and you know, the bills to be paid again. And it's so true, you know, everything that comes around and goes around and comes back around, all those things. And, you know, just, you know, the whole thing just sounds like he is on crack. crazy poem, but really, really entertaining, and I really, really enjoyed, you know, every part of this. It's just amazing, the craziness inside of this. Totally captivated me, and, you know, I thought it was really well written, and, really enjoyable.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. Great comment. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought he definitely captured the essence of a leap year day, right? You know, he traded in all the routine and monotony, mundane activities for wild fantasies and escaping, you know, the realities of life. Yeah, I thought he had very vivid imagery in this, for sure. You know, compelling narrative he threw out, and the themes of longing for excitement, and, you know, the harsh reality of returning to an ordinary life. I thought it was very well done in that aspect, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes, definitely vivid imagery. And I like what you had to say about how he captures, like, the mundaneness of everyday life, even, you know, with that extra day. And Daisy, your thoughts?
I like how he starts it out with, like, reference to, like, the planet's orbit, because it's motivation for having the extra day. Take leave of the dull orbit. It's like, let's go a little bit off routine. That's a really nice way to start it. And then, you know, it has his kind of trademark way of phrasing things that just makes it fun. And, you know, he's got to always make it a little bit raunchy. But, like, not even choosing one drug. It's some crystal crack. You got to have the meth and the crack in there. Let's put them together. You know, Venus in a G-string slapping my face. And then, you know, kind of coming back from the dead after being possibly, like, slapped unconscious and high. And then realizing that your wife's all mad because you came home late and very clearly on drugs and having been probably to a strip club. When the door slams, it's like, oh, married again. It's like, oh, this is my life. This is my real life. Oh, crap. I liked the sanctum of the cruel sofa of excluded sanctum. And you're on the couch for being a jerk. There you go. Where is it? It goes back to the crystal crack, and then the wife is the alarm clock. I feel like his character in this kind of deserved that, because I am that wife, and
This a great dark twisted humor, and I have to agree. Any man going out that much and doing that kind of stuff deserves to be yelled at. So, yeah, great comment, Faisy. And Miriam, your thoughts?
I didn't really get enough of it to comment on the meaning, but I would just like to say that I really enjoyed the music of the poem. The rhythm, and I could hear the rhyming, so that was cool, and I enjoyed your comments too.
Ah, wonderful. Well, thank you. Yeah, I did enjoy the, like I said, the dark twisted humor of this, the imagery, the metaphors, the way he brings us into the mindset of a man who thinks, oh boy, I have this extra day to do all this partying. And then, unfortunately, it's back to everyday life. I really liked Accountant Outer Space, Venus and G-String Slapping My Face, Lazarus Back from Morgue of Deceased, Home by Midnight, Berated by Bitter Misses. Excellent write and very well done. And what do we got next, Jody?
Okay, next we will have... An extra day, or wait a second, that was him. Oh, it disappears every time I put it up. Okay, here we go. Happy Leap Day by Betty Page. Naomi, you want to give that a read?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find it here. Oh, yeah, got it. Okay. Happy leap day. Jump up really high. Leap day is here once again. Let's get real wild. Sing and dance all night, swirling round and round to songs. Let's make out and kiss. Fully live it up. This day comes once in 4 years. So let's have some fun. Party really hard, twirl round till morning, sunrise, flirting with our eyes, smiling, biting lips, sensually enchant me, sway and bend past three, as pretty palm trees release all inhibitions, carefree decisions. Tonight's our night, love. Let's run off and get married, enjoy each other, sweetest honeymoon. Stay young for all time in love, infinitely true. End poem.
Great, Naomi, and what a wonderful write by Betty Page. You know, I mean, it so really well fits her style of fun, sexy, and wild. I like how she touches on the tradition of women proposing to men on Leap Day. And all the way through, there's great lines, but I especially like fully live it up. This day comes once in 4 years, so let's have some fun. And tonight's our night, love. Let's run off and get married. Enjoy each other. Sweetest honeymoon, stay young for all time in love, infinitely true. There's just some really great play on words and imagery within this delightful write. So very well done. And Miriam, your thoughts?
I've never been a huge party person, but I think partying February 29th is a great idea. And maybe I'll plan that for next year. I think that's really cool. I mean, here is, if you just think of it an extra day, as an extra day, you might as well have fun. So that was a great idea, and the loving in the poem and the you know, let's get married. What the heck?
Yeah, let's give it up. You know, I think you're right. I think leap year should be, or in leap day, which obviously happens once every 4 years, is a good reason to party. And you know what? There's all kinds of different parties. We don't always have to be as wild and crazy as Peter and Betty. You know, we can just, you know, serve nachos. You know, or whatever we feel like doing. I certainly know the way I party now is a bit different from when I partied in my 20s. So.
Yeah, just a little bit. Huh?
Just a little bit. Exactly. And Faisy, your thoughts?
Well, I'm only in my 30s, but it's definitely changed a lot since my 22. I thought this was fun. It had this kind of carefree spirit that made me want to go dancing with them too, like twirl around till morning sunrise, flirting with our eyes. There's something about the party spirit that's here. But the end, when it's talking about the sweetest honeymoon, stay young for all time, it kind of makes me think that maybe they're eloping on leap year. And because of their anniversary, even when it's been 4 years, they're still going to be on their honeymoon. It's still going to be their first year married in a way, their first anniversary. So it's like they'll be young and in love forever because their anniversary will only be every 4 years.
Absolutely. I like that. Very cool. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it definitely captured, you know, the playful and celebratory spirit of Leap Day, like she was mentioning, very spontaneous, had very, spontaneity, I think that's it, and indulgence, you know, I like the imagery as well, with the flirting with her eyes and then the smiling, biting lips, sensually enchants me. I thought that was pretty cool right there. Gave kind of a romantic undertone to the poem, you know. But, yeah, I think, you know, throughout it was a very lively and whimsical ode to a, you know, rare and special occasion that she and her significant other was having for that evening. It was pretty cool. Very well done.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment. And Naomi, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, my party years were in the 40s, so watch out, Faisy. They might come back around. I had my kids too young. I didn't have time to party. Oh, my gracious. But, you know, yeah, I made up for it in the 40s and in a weird, twisted way. Yeah, and, you know, you can tell that Betty really had fun with this, right? You know, for sure. You know, this is deliciously delightful. And, you know, she really mixed up that sensuality with a wild party ride for sure. I really like, you know, the idea of singing and dancing all night. Yeah, I did that in my 40s. fully live it up. This day comes once in 4 years, so let's have some fun. Party really hard, twirl around till morning sunrise, flirting with our eyes. So, you know, she does wouldn't be Betty Page if there wouldn't have been some romance and sensuality mixed in there. And, you know, I get that what Faisy was saying with the, you know, the proposal and the honeymoon and, you know, staying young, you know, because leap year only comes around every 4 years. I get that sense and that vibe from the poem. And, I really liked what Jody said, you know, when he said it was whimsical, and it sure is. So great, great job, Betty, for sure. Amazing, right?
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. Thank you. All right, Jody, what do we got next?
Let's see. Next, it was going to be, hold on a second, maybe. Yeah, I'm having a little trouble with my old poetry, too. Did Eric Swinson, was that a SoundCloud or no?
It is, but would you go ahead and put up Miriam's poem, please?
Okay, I was trying to find hers. I just went to his because I ran out of time, but for some reason they counted.
Oh, well, I'm not cracking any whips. I mean, well, you know, not too hard in these. So,
I'm having trouble copying the links.
Oh, okay. Well, hold on.
Yeah,
you got it?
I got it. Yeah, fine.
Okay.
My fat thumb wasn't working right or something. Here we go, Miriam. I'll get yours up here for you. There it is. Perfect. All right. Crowd goes wild.
Cosmic Leapfrog. 1. Cosmic frogs leap light years, one galactic cluster to the next, skirting asteroid flies. I, in old age, leap no longer. Leaping in a wheelchair seems quite absurd. Although, once in a tetrad of years, I leap with the rest of our spinning globe among hourglasses and virtual calendars. Adding one unspectacular, indistinguishable day just to catch up. It's a solar system thing, an artifact of time, an abstraction to do with our peripatetic planet spinning while orbiting. 2. Leapfrog is a game for two or more, not played in isolation. Children of the scudding stars, line up, leap over me in blissful camaraderie, in stunning symmetry, through cities, swamps, and jungles, past politics and ideologies, past hours, days, and leap years, together in an endless chain, leapfrogging toward eternity.
Wonderful read and write there, Miriam. I'm so glad you were inspired. I've always, since I've been reading, starting to read your poetry, enjoy your sense of humor that you have. And I thought this might be a fun contest for you to participate in. And I'm very glad that you did. I like the ironic bite in I, in old age, leap no longer. Leaping in a wheelchair seems quite absurd. Although once in a tetrad of years, I leap with the rest of our spinning globe among hourglasses and virtual calendars. And I like how you bring in the old nostalgic, the nostalgic vibe of the game of leapfrog, play between children, and that idea of leapfrogging with joy towards the heavens, towards an eternity. And I really like where you say past politics and ideologies, past hours, days, and leap years together in an endless chain. That is just, I don't know. It to me, it's really quite uplifting imagery. Excellent write and very well done.
I appreciate that. That was a good prompt.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you thought so. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was a beautiful poem as well. I loved how the cosmic leaps and human limitations, they kind of weave together the themes of time, aging, and interconnectedness of life. I thought her own reflections in the imagery of cosmic frogs leaping light years kind of juxtaposed with the aging and communal joy of leapfrog. I thought she did a very good job with that. Then the exploration of the passage of time and the bonds that connect us across generations and galaxies. So I thought that was pretty cool. Very well done.
Absolutely. I like what you said, that the connections between us, throughout the generations. Very cool. And Faisy, your thoughts?
The first part had me thinking about some youth who I worked with yesterday. One of them was in a wheelchair, and she was such a little fearless daredevil, and the other kids were kind of like jumping around, and she just like went and popped a wheelie on her wheelchair and spun around and did a little jump within it, and so it's not impossible. when you said the jump thing, that just my mind went to that sweet girl. But I love the second section where the leapfrog is not in isolation, and that no matter where you are, who you are, you're connected to other people today. And there is, like you said, a blissful camaraderie of everyone going through this together. And it goes beyond the politics and ideology and everything. And we're just experiencing something together. That final line, leapfrogging towards eternity, is a really nice ending.
Yeah.
I like that. Great comment, Daisy. Thank you. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I love the comments that everybody had so far. Wow, bravo. And, I really liked how you attacked the prompt, Miriam, and you brought it, in the first section, it's you feel you in it. And how you approach leap year, and you put yourself in the place, when you say in my old age I leap no longer, and with that little sense of humor, leaping in a wheelchair seems quite absurd, but you leap, you do leap, you are. You are with the rest of the planet because you leap along with us you know, on leap year. And in that way, you know, we're all together. And, you know, the last part, you know, when you bring in leap, the game of leapfrog, like Ephesiana said, you know, you're bringing everybody together there. You're it's kind of a unity that you're creating. You know, the game of leap here, everybody's leaping together over one another and all united, you know, past everything, past all the world problems. The world is united in one day, you know, which is leap day. So great rite and amazingly well done, Miriam. I really, really enjoyed this one.
Thank you so much. Great.
Great comment, Naomi. I like that. All united in one day, and that day is leap day. That could could almost be your campaign slogan if you wanted to run for, I don't know, Canadian Prime Minister or something like that. To be honest, I don't know if Canada has prime ministers or presidents. I'm a little naive on that.
you're right. Prime ministers, you're right.
Okay. And Miriam, was there anything you wanted to say about your rite?
Well, I would like to hear Naomi pronounce camaraderie, because I'm having trouble with it.
Oh, my gracious. Can you tell me why I said it in French?
Yes, it is French.
Pardon me?
Pronounce it in French.
Okay, camaraderie.
There, thank you. Oh, that's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Yeah, some words just sound so much better in French than they do in English.
Yeah. I really wanted to write to the first picture, but there was no number on it. So I just went ahead and wrote to it anyway. The first picture on the contest, and it's this frog leaping. It's a great picture. So everybody
Absolutely.
Go back and look at in the contest, and you'll know what inspired me.
You did it justice.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, for sure. All right. Very cool, everyone. And Jody, what do we have next?
Okay, so next we'll put up the SoundCloud by Eric Benson. 1-7, maybe? Is that what it's called?
Oh, this one will actually need a reader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do we? Okay, I'll read it then. Let's see. That's what I was wondering if he normally does SoundCloud, so I was thinking
he normally does.
See if I can do it justice. This will be fun. All right. 1+7 equals ? Ardent Abacus, clever calculator, sundial on strike due to inclement weather. Revert to ante, Uncle Google, in my fender bender tender, age of 63. 17 years have played leapfrog. Thus, and therefore, 1+7 = 63. Master number 17 poses the question, how many frogs kissed, turned into princes, or princesses? Trivia trinkets unlock chastity lockets, while Old Man River time quietly. Puddle pools, spools, an extra day every 4 years. To play amongst emerald willow tresses. Dance cheek to cheek with blue dragonflies. Heart reversed to giddy hopscotch skip. Carefree play. Gangly, gargantuan, hubris takes a back seat. Umbrage, umbrellas, and Ubers put out to pasture. Hermit, Kermit, or Kismet Prince, take a mighty leap of faith, folks. By and by, we'll ace these challenging times, won't we? End poem.
great read there, Jody, and what an absolutely fun write by Eric, who wrote to the prompt the question, what will you do with your extra days? And then offers up some different options of things you can do on a on your extra day. So, and Naomi, your thoughts.
Yeah, well, am I off mute? Yes.
You are.
Okay, good, because I'm going back and forth on my phone here from one page to the other, so it's kind of, yeah, I really liked how, you know, first of all, he starts off with, you know, Uncle Google, you know, and how he gets into 63, his age, you know, so he places him right in the leap year. And then the play on 17 years, like 1 plus 7 equals 63. I don't know how he got that, but anyway, 1 plus 7 equals 63. Okay. And master number 17. So, you know, he plays around with math and has fun there. And I love how he finishes that. How many frogs kiss turned into princess. You know, he puts in his light humor, like Eric can do it every time. And then, you know, he goes into, you know, the frivolity of the day. You know, the heart reverts to giddy hopscotch, skip, carefree play, gangly gargantuan hubris takes a back seat. And then he goes, umbrellas and Ubers put out to pasture. So, you know, you don't need those things. It's leap day. Hey, throw them away. And, you know, just enjoy the day. And, yeah, I really liked it all the way through. You know, I could tell he had a bunch of fun here, Eric did. And this is really, really a charming and a very fun poem.
Oh, absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And Daisy, your thoughts?
I really liked this. The Arden Abacus, clever calculator. Like, he uses alliteration or consonants really well there, but like with carefully chosen words. I mean, having an abacus in here is perfect, because it's like the old school way of keeping track of numbers, and this is a pretty ancient tradition of keeping track of the days based on you know, the sun and how things influenced cultures like before us. Fun the way that he plays with his age. When he talks about Uncle Google, it made me think. A while ago, I was at this talk with the elders of the indigenous community around here, and one of them was saying, you know, there's not enough elders everywhere, so now people listen to Grandpa Google instead of coming to us. The way he said Grandpa Google, and then this was Uncle Google, it just made me think of that man, and he was a really sweet man. And then using the frog is really nice because the leap year, but you know, there's all the cliche of if you kiss a frog, he turns into a prince, but does he actually? And it kind of plays on the whole thing of you can propose, the woman can propose on leap year. So there have been a lot of people women trying to turn frogs into princes, getting them to, you know, take the plunge that they haven't been willing to do themselves. So there's a kind of a play on that, I think. And then the part that Naomi pointed out, the umbrage, umbrellas, and Ubers, those are all kind of things that encourage you to just play in the rain. Like, don't get caught up in your feelings. Don't try to shelter yourself. Don't, you know, depend on getting a ride somewhere. Just be in the rain and dance in it and have that nostalgic feeling of, like, hopscotch. And put away your ego when it's talking about the hubris there, and just be. I really like the internal rhyme of the hermit, kermit, kismet. And again, like the Kermit the Frog. This is well crafted. You can tell he put a lot of thought into it, and yet he had a lot of fun.
Exactly, and I like that. You've had some great ways of relating with the prompts, like the girl leaping in the wheelchair for Miriam's poem, and this poem, there are no more elders, so everybody's listening to Grandpa Google, because really Google is like that drunk uncle at Thanksgiving, you know, that everybody just nods and smiles and goes, okay. Oh my gosh. And Miriam, your thoughts?
Well, this has not a whole lot to do with the poem, but you have just inspired me. I'm going to have to start a new contest, which I make everybody come up with a portmanteau word to go along with drunkle. You know,
I like that.
But I enjoyed the poem. I was very good at math when I was a kid, and as I've gotten older, I've had more and more trouble with math and with numbers, and it was just fun to have this poem in which there are all those numbers jumbled together, not necessarily having to make any sense. It's very refreshing.
Yeah.
It is. It is. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's always a great thing to hear when somebody has, you know, was or is still good at math. I mean, I always envy people who've had that gift. You know, it's always been something that I've really struggled with. Wonderful comment there. And Jody, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I like that. Drunkle, I've never heard that before. That was pretty good. I guess I just became a great drunkle this week. great uncle this week.
Did you really become a great uncle this week?
I did. Yeah,
congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that is wonderful.
He gave me a name too, so that's pretty cool.
Aw, that is such a blessing and an honor. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're all pretty excited. I got another nephew 2 years younger than him that's having another boy in like 3 weeks. So they're having two boys that close together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But
wow.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Yeah, I am right now up to two great nieces and two great nephews. And, you know, I'm just waiting for more to show up eventually. Nobody's got anything planned that I know of, but, you know, eventually.
Right. Hopefully my daughter don't have a kid for a long time.
Oh, same here. Same here. Yeah.
But yeah, I thought Eric did a great job, you know, with his whimsical poem. You know, he always has playful imagery and wordplay throughout his poems. I thought, you know, he explored the passage of time and the concept of age very well. And also, I like that whimsical image of the sundial on strike. I thought, due to the weather, I thought it set the tone for the, you know, blending traditionally and modern, you know, things that we do throughout the poem. Overall, you know, he does what he always does, gets the reader in reflection on his journey through the theme, which, you know, aging and a mix of curiosity, humor, and optimism. And it's very clever, as always.
It is, yes. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. Yeah, clever, fun wordplay. I like how he brings in the mathematics, but in the end says, you know what, as Naomi was saying, it doesn't really matter. In the end, you know, throw the math away and just remember that it's a day to have fun. I really like Hearts Reverts to Giddy Hopscotch Skip Carefree Play. Gangly Gargantuan Hubris Takes a Back Heat. Umbrage umbrellas and Ubers put out to pasture. It's a time to just take a stroll and you know, skip through the puddles. So excellent fun write and very well done. And what do we have next, Jody?
And next, I got a Cats Pavana by Jack Blue. And Feijana, I feel like I may have leaped you in the first time through, so I'm just, no pun intended. Yeah, would you like to give that read for us?
Yes.
It should be.
Just got to refresh again. Sorry, just a second. Mm-hmm. There it is. Okay. A Cat's Pavane, number 26, by Jack Blue. Roaming by the weird waters, I found some troll's hat float peacefully and rode it well before it started rocking slowly or seemed to take me offshore like a submarine tornado. Inch by inch, the bad chapeau rendered all my sight awry, off the woods or to the blues, where another outer space should be drowning my songs through infinite liquidity. Goodness! Should I mutely stay on this outlandish currency with my consciousness retold for children's blank philosophy or boldly fling my fate away beyond the mad tranquility? Around the forest fading slow, my eyes were feebly lingering when I majestically prepared myself or all my transient soul to fly or glide or magically leap away, but just in mind. End poem.
Great read there, Faizy, and what an absolutely wonderful write by Jack Blue. I have to say, number 26 of Cat's Pavane, you know, Jack's cat really has a lot of fun, and I'm glad he brought him into the leap year contest. Very cool. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I really like this. And I always like, you know, the adventures that he takes us on. They're so enchanting and whimsical and, you know, fantasy-like. And, yeah, I really like this, but especially the last stanza, you know, around the forest fading slow, my eyes were feebly lingering when I majestically prepared myself or all my transient soul to fly or guide or magically leap away, but just in my mind. So, you know, you know, he really brought the charm with this poem and the playfulness. And associating it to leap year by that, with that last sentence, you know, leap away, but just in mind. So, yeah, you know, if you take the whole poem and you relate it right to leap year, well, you know, why not take the day just to float inside your imagination and be more creative and be more playful? And I think this is an awesome write.
Oh, I agree. And, yeah, it should be a time to, you know, in your mind, be creative and, you know, have fun. And he wrote to the quote, "Leap year means a free day, go wild," by Lawrence Chan. And Faizy, your thoughts?
Well, I had a lot of fun reading it. I like that it's like put on the hat and then kind of change a little bit, because there's lots of, well, I mostly read children's stories, but there's lots of children's stories where someone puts on a hat and, like, takes on the personality based on the magic of the hat. But there's also the idea of when you put on a hat, it's kind of like taking on a role, you know? So you put on that hat and you be that person. My grandma always collected hats, and she had so many different hats, for like a hat for every occasion. And if she was in the mood to be whimsical, she would wear like a crazy whimsical hat, and that would like set the tone for her day. And it's like, from now on, I'm just going to be silly. Or she could have a more serious hat, and this was going to be like her business kind of day. And the hat would represent who she wanted to be for that day. And I feel like picking this hat that's, ooh, maybe a troll's hat. I get to go on an adventure. And the bad chapeau gives him the option of, like, let's be naughty for the day. And just have that kind of freedom to be who you want to be. I'm not much of a hat person myself, but I do love cosplay. And part of being able to dress up is, like, being outside of yourself for a day, getting to be a different role. And I feel like Jack really got into the spirit of that, of, like, today – let's be this other version of ourselves. It was a fun ride.
It was. And you're right. And I like that about your grandma. It can be fun to try on different hats and, you know, and kind of change your personality for who you are that day and how you're feeling, you know. So very cool comment. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it evoked a surreal journey, you know, through fantasy with the imagery and, you know, introspective musings he had. Also keyed in on that troll's hat, too. I thought, you know, it created a playful yet mysterious atmosphere, you know, with the troll hat riding it like a vessel through strange waters. It almost made you contemplate the nature of reality and perception right there. I did a very good job with that. I also liked how it's philosophical and whimsy blending together. You know, it kind of offered a captivating experience of, you know, for the exploring human experience, I guess. It was very well done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like that. Philosophical whimsy. Very cool. Oh, I think that's a phrase that would actually be another that would make for a good contest. You know, we should run a contest where we tell people to give us rights that connect with the phrase philosophical whimsy.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I'm gonna volunteer Jody to run that contest. And I say that because it's leap day and I'm a woman, so I'm allowed to act erratic on this day. But I really, really enjoyed this write by Jack Blue. I really felt like he got into the festivities and the vibe of the day, of getting into a new personality, having fun, using your imagination. And all the way through, it was just mystical and magical and fun. But I really like, goodness, should I mutely stay on this outlandish currency with my consciousness retold for children's blank philosophy, or boldly fling my fate away beyond the mad tranquility? Excellent lines and very well done. And what do we got next, Jody?
All right, so next I'm going to put up right by, Julie Beck, I believe it is. Seriously, okay, Julie Buck. I ain't saying I ain't stupid. Pam, you want to give that a read for us?
Sure. Absolutely. I ain't saying I ain't stupid by Julie Buck. I blame the sun. If we didn't add that extra day every 4 years, after a century or so, our calendar would be off by about 24 days, don't you know? And that would add to the time haters' craze. I ain't saying I ain't stupid, but I deal with me all the time. Where's my break? What, an extra day? No freaking way. For Pete's sake, don't make me be fake nice again. I'd rather take one here, a hard hit right on my chin, than to deal with more stupid folk that blows my harmonica sideways. And I think of sarcastic songs to reduce these idiots to being able to see how stupid they be. Do stupid humans know that they're stupid? Ugly one can hide, but hiding stupid is near impossible. I'll deal with them. It's my destiny. Like all those beers, besides, an idiot's lifespan is only between 10 to 15 years. Oh, man, I really like the humor in this one. One of those, I had trouble not laughing while I was reading. And she wrote to Happy Leap Day, an extra day to deal with stupid people. And Jody, your thoughts?
Oh, I love the sarcastic tone in this one. I thought she did a great job with that. You know, I love how it playfully blamed the sun for the inconvenience of leap year, suggesting, you know, dealing with the extra time is burdensome to her. She definitely expressed frustration with the societal expectations and the prospect of having to be fake nice. That was pretty cool. You know, overall, I thought it offered a lighthearted take on the complexities of time and human nature in this one. So she did a really good job with that.
She did. And you're right, there is a great sarcastic bite to this. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Well, you know, isn't there, is that a song or a chant that came, that's kind of came to me, like all those beers? No, or is that not?
I know is 100 bottles of beer on the wall,
yeah.
100 bottles
yes,
of beer.
Yeah, that's it. So I think, you know, she made reference to that, you know, that's so cool that she thought of that. That's what I thought about right away. I couldn't really get the song, but I knew there was a song, you know, it had to do with beers. And so I thought that was really cool. And, you know, and then the last maybe that cracked me up, besides an idiot's lifespan is only between 10 to 15 years, and how did they probably, you know, drive their car over a cliff or something? So that made me so laugh. And and you know, just the way the biting humor that, yeah, like Jody said, the sarcasm in this one, you know, is so funny. You know, oh no, not a freaking one more day to deal with all this stuff, you know, just, oh my gracious, you know, it's as if she just wants to lay in bed all day and not deal with it, you know. So I really like this all the way, you know, it's really Julie Buck and her humor and her bite, and you know, you really see her shine through in this one. So great job, Julie.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And Faisy, your thoughts?
I like when she says, I ain't saying I ain't stupid, but I deal with me all the time. it's like, I'm tired of dealing with myself. You're making me do that another day? my favorite line was, that blows my harmonica sideways. I just love that line so much.
Oh my God, it's great. It made me think of Robbie and how he's learning to play the harmonica, and I could just imagine Robbie saying, you know, that blows my harmonica sideways. Oh, too funny. Great comment, Faisy. Yeah, I really enjoyed this one. It gave me a good laugh. I like the sardonic bite to it. There's some great lines all the way through. I did like that blows my harmonica sideways line. But another part I really liked and I really found relatable is, what, an extra day? No freaking way, for Pete's sake. Don't make me be fake nice again. It's like, oh, the pressure of it all.
Oh,
Good humor and very well done. And what have we got next, Jody?
All right, that'd be a hard act to follow, but Naomi, I'm going to have you give it a try with One Extra Cold Day by Naomi Sarah.
Yeah, well, mine is not funny, but, you know, if I would have wrote it today, it would be exactly the right poem for today, you know? One extra cold day, because, oh, my gosh, it's freezing out. So this is one extra cold day to chill to the bones, the frosty wind seeking out the merest spark of heat to greedily snuff it out, camping out inside my body as a robber with a gremlin grin, warming its thieving hands at my heart, its hearth, as the rain beads into pearl drops and clinks against the icy puddles that glisten as an invitation for my eye to find a tiny moment, a speck of eternal within the simplicity. My breath rising in hazy abstract motives, as if Picasso airbrushed it there, reminding me that although I yearn for the gift of a warmer sunny day, there is also poetry here. End poem.
I like it. I like it. This had lines that made me smile. You know, I enjoy how, and to me there is a sense of humor in this, but, you know, and it's kind of got that, like, observational humor that to me. And you wrote to the prompt, which was one of my favorites, of if I were in charge, the extra day would have been added to a summer month. And it's like, yeah, why the heck wasn't it? But this has such great imagery and metaphors all the way through. Funny how it became like you wrote this like a few days or so ago, and then all of a sudden it came true. But oh my gosh.
I don't know if that's such a good thing or not. I'm not going to be writing any freezing cold poems anymore.
Yeah, right? but I really did like the merest spark of heat to greedily snuff it out, camping out inside my body as a robber with a gremlin grin. And then at the end where you're like, you know what, hey, at least one good thing about having this extra cold day is there's poetry to keep me warm. So, yeah, I thought this had a really, yep, really clever lines and very well done. Faisy, your thoughts?
I really liked the looking for something and then finding a tiny moment, a speck of eternal within the simplicity, to amongst that cold day find something beautiful and make it into something. You know, that abstract little something that that is noticeable, and you say it's like Picasso put it there, and wow, that really stands out. And I find that when the landscape is all snowy, and I tend to go for hikes in the winter, the little bit of color, if there is, stands out so much brighter than it would when everything is different. You know, there can be like one flower or a tree that has stayed green amongst everything else, and it just looks so spectacular with all of the ice growing on it or whatever. And then you find that there is poetry even in the weather that you aren't fond of, even if it's something that's not going the way you want. There can be something beautiful in it. That you can turn into something. I thought this was a great poem for recognizing that.
Thank you, Faisy.
You know what? It absolutely is. Very cool. Great comment, Faisy. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought she had great imagery and metaphors throughout this poem. I like the imagery of the frosty winds and icy puddles and stolen warmth. I thought that was a really good one, too. I enjoyed the metaphor of the robber with a gremlin grin camping out inside the body. Added a layer of depth to the poem, I thought. Conveying, the relentless chill of winter. Yeah, I thought, the stillness and reflection was very striking in that moment. It reminds us, even in the coldest day, like you said, there's poetry to be found. So you did a very good job with that, Naomi. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you, Jody.
Absolutely. Great comment, Jody. And I'm glad you were inspired, Naomi. Thank you. And all right, Jody, what do we got next? Are you on mute, Jody?
I am. You caught me on mute, didn't you? Hold on one second. I got lost in that poem and totally forgot about my job here. All right, here we go. All right. And there it is. This is a decent proposal. Hey, Gianna, you want to give this one a read?
Sure. A Decent Proposal by Nikki Kelly. I will never forget leap year. 29th February 2000 will always stay after surprise mini break with my boyfriend to get away. We'd been together 4 years. It was our leap year anniversary. Seemed natural next step. Been together since university. Was a bit of a role reversal, and I had the proposal planned. Couldn't imagine life without. Felt was time to ask for his hand. A trusted few were in on it. Just knew those who talk about it, as it had to be my surprise. Couldn't chance him finding out. I had the ring, a Celtic band, and booked us a romantic meal. Nerves started to kick in, but was confident about how we feel. I was on edge, couldn't relax, tried to break the ice with a joke. Into the meal, couldn't find the words, then proceeded to choke. Instead of a yes and a hug, I was given Heimlich maneuver. My boyfriend saved me, and I thought that I had lost ye. Waiting for the ambulance, he only got down on one knee. I handed him the ring as he asked, "Will you marry me?" End poem.
Great read there, Faisy. And Naomi, your thoughts?
I think I was totally captivated with this whole write. Just the way she eased into it, the planning of the whole surprise, the proposal, and, the way she did that, which is, to have to do with leap year, because, women get to propose on leap year. And, she really took us on a journey in this write, and then laughing so hard, with her choking and ending up in the ambulance and everything, and then him ending up proposing to her, really, really funny, oh my great, funny, but, I wonder if this is just, it has to be. I don't know. It can't be true. Oh, my gracious.
Well, she does have this romantic tale with a question mark. So I think she's leaving us up to us to decide whether it's true or not.
Oh, my gracious, if it's true. Wow. Can you believe it? This would be, but it does sound believable because, she does have a date on there, February 2000, that would be right.
Yeah, February 2000 was a leap year.
So, it could be true because, she just put a date on it and makes it feel so real. But anyway, wow, what an adventure. The adventure of a lifetime. Stay right in there. Stay right in that right. Amazing.
I think your philosophy on putting a date on a right, making it more realistic, is funny. I can write a story about flying cows and put a date on it, and Naomi would be like, this is a true story about flying cows.
So true. I'm making an Annie Google.
An Auntie Google. Why is all an Auntie Google?
Put a date and numbers in there, and you know it's a true fact.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like that. But that was a great comment, Naomi. Thank you. And Jody, your thoughts?
If it's on the internet, it's got to be true, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought she did a great job, you know, capturing, you know, the anticipation and nervousness of a proposal on leap year. And then adding that unexpected twist with the needing a Heimlich maneuver instead of a heartfelt yes. I thought that was pretty cool. So, yeah, she did a great job blending the romance and humor and surprise of it all. Yeah, I thought it made for an engaging and memorable read for sure.
It really did. It really did. Absolutely. I did enjoy this. Great comment. And Faizy, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
I was surprised as I was reading it, so I kind of paused, like, what? But I really liked how it was like, instead of a hug, I got the Heimlich maneuver. It was such a like good transition into it. good sequitur there. And then he bends down to help her into the ambulance, and he proposes, but she's like, oh, here's the ring. Like, it was really fun. It had some twists. I don't believe it's true, or I think it's exaggerated, but I thought it was very cute.
It is. And whether it's true or not, it is definitely filled with that, as you said, that exaggeration that makes for a great humorous tale. And I too really liked, you know, instead of a yes and a hug, was given a Heimlich maneuver, and then that she handed over the ring to him so that he could propose. I mean, yeah, it was great storytelling. Wonderful rhyme and just absolutely delightful. Very well done. All right, Jody, what do we got next?
Next, I'll put up a SoundCloud by Puddles 33. It is called Leap Year Cleansing.
All right, here we go.
Leap Year Cleansing by Barb Christing. Time tumbles, jagged days falling one upon the other, filled with beauty, opportunity, and stupidity. Oh, that glorious extra day that comes but once every 4 years would swallow up the mind-numbing ignorance of the masses. That those magical 24 hours, a gift of the cosmos, could suck stupidity into the void to be transported to some distant constellation. Take not the man, the woman, nor the child, but only their foolishness. Should, however, they cling to their mindless words and deeds, consume them whole. Cleanse our world of the chaos. Begin with those in power who seek not to serve but to weld their stick still dripping with the blood of greed. That link, stupidity and greed, Is Samson strong in its pursuit of nothing but more, more, more? Lustful want never sated, contentment forever elusive, misery meted out upon us all. Oh, that a day, a single glorious day, could free us from their ignorant tyranny, a day that returns every 4 years to help us begin again, to clean the slate of the shrews that multiply in the darkness and feed upon our naivete. Yes, let us leap into a future without stupid people. It is a noble dream, but perhaps I too am foolish for holding this dream dear. For it is written, you can't fix stupid.
Oh, I like that ending. I like that ending. Actually, I like that whole right, man. There's some great humor in this, kind of dark and twisted. And I'll definitely comment more, but first I want to get some other thoughts. Faisy, your thoughts?
I thought this had a very nice mix of humor and, like, political, not political, social commentary. It's like, these are some things that are wrong with our world. This is, you know, we got to open our eyes and do stuff, but also let's laugh about it. It was a nice mix of, like, having meaning but also being silly. I really liked that, the mix of it. Also, I appreciate the shape of it. Like, the spacing is intentional, I believe. Like, when it's time tumbles, that stanza kind of falls away the way that the spacing is. When it says more, it's lined up, so it's like it's going downstairs or a slide. I don't know how to explain that in audio, but I'm making hand gestures. That is not going to be helpful. But there's a physical aspect to the way the poetry is written, and I'll leave it at that.
I totally relate to that because I too talk with my hands and then realize that not a single one of you can see my gestures, so it does so good. But yes, you're right. There was definitely a bite of political satire within this rite, and it was a nice mixture of that, the taking it all in stride and with humor, but at the same time acknowledging that, yeah, there's some pretty screwed up stuff about this world. So very cool comment. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought she delved into, you know, having a desire for a world free from ignorance and greed and stupidity expelled into the cosmos. I like that one. She reflected on the folly of human nature, you know, particularly in the those who wield power for selfish gain and yearning to reset, you know what I mean? I thought she definitely had an earnest plea for a future without foolishness. I don't know how achievable that would be, but I thought she did a wonderful job with this poem and the whole theme, overall theme of it. Very well done.
She really did. She did. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. She did, Puddles, Barb did an exceptional job here. You know, wouldn't it be awesome, you know, to have a day where, you know, just everything, you know, bad was just and stupid and, you know, everything that's greed and everything is going wrong with the world would be just swallowed up. That would be awesome. You know, starting with TikTok, oh, my gracious, you know. You see those, some of those people on TikTok? Oh, my gracious, like the planet is flat. And you can go on and on and on. And then, you know, it's no use answering them, you know, and, you know, trying to put sense into them because, you know, they're just, you know, totally, you know, I don't know. They're totally someplace else. But, you know, yeah, it would be awesome, you know.
know, and just leave them, leave their bodies behind, but take their stupidity away, like she said. I don't know how that would work out, but anyway, I really like, you know, when she says, you know, that link, stupidity and greed, is Samson strong in its pursuit of nothing but more, more, more. I like that. More, more, more. Lustful, want, never sated. Contentment, forever elusive. Misery melted out upon us all. You know, she really puts the emphasis on there, and it really, you know, sticks out in the poem. Yeah, I really like this all the way through, right down to that last line, like you said, Pam, that makes you laugh. You know, you can't fix stupid. But yeah, excellent, right, all the way through. So well done. Bravo, Barb.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. Yeah, I enjoyed the formatting of this. As Faisy was saying, the shaping and the shifting of the lines. I enjoyed the sardonic bite, the humor that comes with a message on society. I also like how she seems to have written this in what I would call the voice of like a soapbox or street preacher, you know, especially with certain lines like, oh, that glorious extra day that comes but once every 4 years. And then the end line really had that impact of a whole like street preacher, for it is written, you can't fix stupid.
Exactly. As if a preacher is preaching there. Yeah, exactly. I can see my father up there, you know, preaching to the congregation.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Too funny. Yeah, I could totally see that. Oh, man. Great writing, Barb. Thank you for sharing it with us. I'm glad you were inspired. All right, Jody, what do we got next?
Okay. Well, you know what always gets me through when I deal with intellectually challenged people? Is I always keep it in my mind that if we was all the same, it'd be a boring world, right?
Yeah, right.
Easy. Yeah,
so true.
Next would be another SoundCloud. It'd be Another Lost, Wasted, Lonely Day by Gary Rubin. And there it is.
Another Lost, Wasted, Lonely Day by Gary Rubin. Poetry critics tell me to take a flying leap. Teabag progress doesn't bounce, it steeps. Wasted my days napping in Margaritaville. Macho construction worker, tap dancer, pink tutu and frills. Frito Bandito magazine clips, misogynist inflicted creepy ills. Another lonely Chinese New Year of the dragon. Childhood dreams wobble in a fire engine red wagon. Those sad Jewish Christmases eating Chinese food. Year after year time wasted like college kids on lewds. Wrote too many checks my body couldn't cash, while my mouth impulsively talked old school trash. Beaten by rusted industrial cans of whoop ass. Way too little blood for my brain and balls of brass. Jiffy pop head explosion. Firecracker kernels popping off. Slug back rocket fuel martinis of espresso and Smirnoff. Gonna celebrate this extra leap year day, then scoff. I'm marching to March, rung in all hungover. Weeks before green beer and a four-leaf clover. My Karate Kid leap year. Wasted day waxes on. This dragon-ass holiday crane kicks my head. As if you don't waste time too. Well, go piss off instead.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that was great. Wonderful reading right there, Gary. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And one of the things that Gary says in his AN is to be clear, I've never taken lewds, cross-dressed in a tutu, or soaked my insomnia in espresso martinis. On the rare occasion I drink a martini, it is hot and dirty. Well, there you go. So now we've learned some stuff about Gary. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Well, I was okay because there was no dates in this one. So, you know, I did get that it wasn't true. Yeah, I really like this one, I don't know, but he's going into March, yeah, hungover and still half drunk for sure, my gracious, between the margaritas and everything else he drank in here. Partying, you know, with that day. Oh, my gracious. And, you know, I love, you know, how he just, you know, went at it and went for it. And another thing is that I think this is the first time I hear a SoundCloud from Gary. And, wow, you know, that was really awesomely well done. And, you know, I'll march into March, rung in all hungover, weeks before green beer and leaf clover. Yeah, it's going to be an Irish day. I don't know when that is. That's in March, isn't it? And
it is. I think it's like March 17th this year. This
okay.
year it's on a yep. Yep.
Yeah, so it's awesome that he makes reference to all these different holidays, you know, the Irish, the Chinese, and Leap Day too. So I really enjoyed this, and as if you don't waste time go piss off instead. Finishes on that sarcastic note that is. So amazing. So I really liked it all the way through. Bravo, Gary.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great comment. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, Tony did a great job on the read and write, but also capturing the raw essence of life struggles and wasted moments with his vivid imagery and definitely a little rebelliousness. I love the Jiffy Pop head explosion. That was awesome. Firecracker kernel popping off. I could just see that happening, right? It had a great rhythmic flow throughout the verses, and it kind of pulled the reader along on the journey of reflection and defiance. very compelling exploration of, you know, the human experience amidst the chaos of the existence that we live in. Yeah, I thought you did a great job. Well done.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I too really like the Jiffy Pop head explosion. It's funny and dark and twisted, but at the same time nostalgic because, you know, I don't know about you all, but when my mom brought out the Jiffy Pop, you knew it was going to be a great night. You know, stay up late watching a movie, eating the Jiffy Pop, it was all good. And great comment there, Jody. And Faizy, your thoughts?
Well, I like that you said that, Pam, because, like, there are certain treats that we just kind of associate with, like, our childhood good times. So that makes sense that reference is here. And I really liked the lines, beaten by rusted industrial cans of whoop-ass, way too little blood for my brain and my balls of brass. That's just so fun because, like, you know, I'm going to break out a can of whoop-ass. Well, it's not just a whoop-ass. It's a, you know, rusty and industrial size can of whoop-ass. That's a lot of whoop-ass. And then, you know, only having enough brain, only having enough blood for either your brain or your balls of brass, but never both. There's always one stupid thing going on at a time. that it mentions the St. Patrick's Day makes sense because that is the next big day where all of the college students go completely insane and use it as an excuse to party. I used to hate St. Patrick's Day when I lived on campus because, I mean, I went to university for 6 years, so I just and like, you know, the first couple years I participated in the stupidness, and the other years I was just like, why? I got bitter in my old age of like fourth year university looking at them like, I don't care that the beer is green, but but people go nuts for it, and it's just that there's like, today is an excuse to go wild, and that's another day that's an excuse to go wild. And so it makes sense kind of combining them and that experience of those times where you got a little crazy and maybe have nostalgia for.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I did like that, how you were saying that he combines the leap day and the St. Patrick's Day, like one big excuse to party. The one reference I couldn't find, and I thought for sure would be in here, would be the reference to March Madness. But to be honest, I don't even know if they call it March Madness anymore. Or I don't know, maybe Gary's just not a big basketball fan or something. But anyways, I did keep looking for that. And but yeah, he had a lot of really clever wordplay and fun lines all the way through. I like how he speaks on the idea of just being frivolous and having fun. Wrote too many checks my body couldn't cash while my mouth impulsively talked old school trash. Beaten by rusted industrial cans of whoop ass. Way too little blood for my brain and balls of brass. Oh, man. Great lines and very well done. And what do we got next?
All right. Next, I think, is our last one. Well, I have a right, too, but so I guess it ain't the last one. Last one on the list is What the Fuck is Leap Day by Diane. Faziana, would you like to give that a read?
Absolutely. What the Fuck is Leap Day by Diane D. I woke up this morning 30 minutes too late, then the car remote died, couldn't open the gates. I drove in the fast lane, not a good choice. Pull over, please, said a megaphone voice. $250 was the ticket, he wrote. Thank you, officer, came a growl from my throat. The Starbucks by work had a sign on their gate, said looking for coffee, you're just a tad bit too late. Then a stressed-out young lady swerved into my lane, scraped my Mercedes, then she scraped it again. So I made it to work, about an hour overdue. Why are you here? Said my boss. It's a leap day for you. What the fuck is a leap day? I asked with a grin. Are you saying that I should not have come in? So I can go home and back to bed. Or repeat this day over, like a dumbass instead. Why would I want another 24 to make the same mistake of $250 or more? I think I'll go home and go back to sleep. I need to repeat today like I need a black sheep. End poem.
Oh, that was great. That was great. Wonderful read, Fazy, and I love the what the hell humor and attitude of this write. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought she did a great job, you know, capturing the frustration and absurdity of experience and series of unfortunate events. I, too, resonate with one of those. Unfortunately, I got a speeding ticket earlier this week on the way to work, but I hope it ain't no $250, though. I thought she offered a lighthearted take on the quirks of Leap Day and the desire to escape its pitfalls. Yeah, it is a great read, too, Pajana. Very well done. Yep.
Absolutely, absolutely great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's just Diane, it's so great, this, right? And, you know, the first thing that I found great about it is that how it flowed and Aphasiana's reading of it. That was just amazing, Aphasiana. You just did it so much justice. It just, you know, the tone in your voice and everything, you just went at it and, you know, made the write all that more funnier. But, you know, oh my gracious, the tickets, oh, they're so expensive. And I get that, you know, $250 was the ticket he wrote. And you don't, you feel stupid after getting out a darn ticket, oh my gracious, because it's just like money you're throwing in the garbage, you know. It's like senseless. And you feel so stupid. But I used to go to university and I was known as the parking ticket lady. And even in the yearbook, my university, the book when I graduated, they said, thank you, Naomi, because of all your tickets, now the university will be able to add on, you know, new parking spaces. And one day I went in and I paid for the darn ticket, you know, at the machine. And then I went around and around and I couldn't find a stupid parking space because it was always filled up and there wasn't enough. And so I parked kind of sideways on a snowbank and I got a darn ticket anyway, you know. So, yeah, I have a thing with tickets, me. And, so I really thought I loved the flow of this overall and, you know, just the humor in it, you know, all the way through. Everything that can go wrong goes wrong in this, right? And so funny. So bravo, Diane. Wonderful, right?
Oh, absolutely. I love the humor in this. Great comment. And Faisy, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
I really like being the one to read Diane's poetry because you can tell she reads it out loud when she edits, or maybe she just has a really good internal monologue going, or maybe she counts syllables. I don't know. But there's always a really nice flow to her writing. It just has a natural cadence where it's easy to make it sound good. It's built that way to flow nicely. And I really appreciate when it's like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Me too. I love her title, WTF is Leap Day. And all the way through, she really sets the stage well. To go through this horrible day with the ticket and but my absolute favorite part besides the ending, which, you know, with the whole attitude of why would I want to go through all that again, was when she said the Starbucks by work had a sign on their gate said, looking for coffee, you're just a tad bit too late. Oh, man. Great lines and very well done. And Jody, I know if you're looking for to grab a short one, Robbie put one on the board that's not on topic, but it's funny and it's nice and short if you want to go ahead and grab that one.
Yeah, give me one second.
Sure. Sure, no problem.
Okay, I see it. Yeah. Let me get it real quick. All right. There we go. All right, I'll give this one a read. Let's see. A Probing Matter by Robbie. Oh, yeah, very short. All right. I Brace for Probing. Also, A Trip to the Stars. Just Got Stuck with Cows. All right.
Oh man, this one cracked me up. And no, it's not on topic, but I still felt like, because I asked for humor poems to fill in time and space, and I thought, you know, I was so glad that Robbie shared this with us. I like humor put in the 5-7-5 format. And this just cracked me up. I thought it was just hysterical when with the idea of reaching for the stars and instead ending up getting probed with the cows. It's like, dream big, Robbie, dream big. And Faizy, your thoughts?
I'm just imagining him having like a brand on him and being like, oh, I thought they were going to be aliens. disappointed feeling. It was a twist, you know, for such a short poem. It had a good twist.
It did. I liked it. Very cool. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, this is a... Am I off mute? Yeah, I'm off mute. Yep. Okay, I'm off mute. For a short poem, like Faizy said, it had an awesome twist. Oh, my gracious. You know, imagine probing around and getting stuck with cows. He must have been in Wisconsin. down your way, Pam. A trip to the stars and ending up with cows. Oh, my gracious. So great job, Robbie. Awesome, awesome little, you know. Is this a haiku? No, it wouldn't be a haiku. It would be just a brevity, I guess. So wonderful.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe not quite a haiku, but a similar 5-7-5 format, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Jody. Yep, it wouldn't technically be a haiku. It'd be more like a senru than a haiku, but, you know, great comment.
It is 5-7-5, though, yeah?
Yep, cool. But that,
I can't.
I'll explain it later.
Okay.
There's more rules to haiku than that it has to be 5-7-5, but, you know. Jody, we do have time that if you want to put your poem up, we'll all stick around and you could read that for us and we can give it a comment. We can comment on it.
All right, let's see. Let me find it real quick. Here it is. All right. Yeah, precursor, I was just being silly with this one. Started out silly, I just ran with it. So. All right, here we go. Leap Day's Twilight Zone. In a quiet town on leap year, oh, what a sight to behold, where time's a bit twisted as the day unfolds. On this special day, once every 4 years, strange things manifest amidst laughter and cheers. Whatever happens on leap day, they say, mustn't leak out, or the townspeople might get locked away to the funny farm, where men in clean white coats administer shots of the antidote. In this odd realm where time takes a leap, secrets are kept in a vault oh so deep. A cow might dance in a tutu so fine, while pigs learn to fly while drinking moonshine. Llamas might speak in elegant prose, and frogs can be heard singing love ballads from their cozy abodes. The mayor might moon you, if given the chance, while dogs meow softly in a feline trance. Some folks ride road bikes without any clothes, while Granny was seen challenging a boxer to exchange some blows. Fish took up knitting while birds learned to swim, and elephants quietly tiptoed, as if no one noticed, they stole the peanuts again. On leap day, dear friend, the rules are all bent. What happens here in the leap year's event is sealed with a chuckle, a wink, and a nod, for in leap year's embrace, they all succumb to the odd. As dawn broke, the town folks began rubbing their eyes, wondering if what happened was just a guise. But memories faded like a dream in the mist, for what happened on leap day doesn't exist. End poem.
Great read there, Jody. Oh, my goodness. You really did grab those kite strings and just run with it. I mean, and I can tell you had a lot of fun. Very cool. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Well, you know, the most of the thing that amazes me most is that the whole thing rhymes. Oh, my gracious. You know, you packed so much into this, and it rhymes so amazingly. You know, and I really like that stanza, you know, that starts with a cow might dance. You know, that whole stanza there, my gracious. And then, you know, and then the following stanza, too, with the folks riding bikes without any clothes and the granny wanting to be a boxer there, wanting to box. But, yeah, just a great ride all the way through. Amazing rhyming and, you know, and you just, yeah, you had fun, with this one. Just a, you know, wild ride all the way through. Great ride, Jody.
Thank you.
It really is. Great comment. Yeah, I love how you had so much fun with this and the whole, well, you combine two of my favorite things, which is humor and the Twilight Zone. You know, so many great Twilight Zone episodes, and I always like how it twists that, well, that whole idea of a twisted reality of the anything could happen. And, of course, you know I love it when a cow is brought into any rite, but especially when they're dancing in a tutu. A cow might dance in a tutu so fine while pigs learn to fly while drinking moonshine. Llamas might speak in eloquent prose, and frogs can be heard singing love ballads from their cozy abode. Oh, my goodness. Great lines all the way through and very well done. And was there anything you wanted to say about your write, Jody?
Yeah, it was just me being silly. I just ran with it. It was fun. It was, the things that was kept coming into my head, I'm like, Lord have mercy. I was just shaking my head at the end of it. Like, all right, I'm going to do it. It probably took me longer than most of the rides that I do, honestly, you know, just because there's so much in there. I had to do a lot of thinking on that.
Well, and the thing is that people really do underestimate humor. Like, they think you can just throw humor together, but you really can't. You do have to put some thought into it, you know?
Yeah,
yes,
they do.
Yeah, hard thing to do for sure.
But yep, yeah, my daughter's been she's been curious about Twilight Zone because I told her about it about a month ago, and so we've been watching episodes of it so she can get acclimated with the Twilight Zone.
Well, that is so cool that she wants to do that. I tried to get my kids to watch the old Knight Rider from me with me, and you know. And my son at the time, who was like about 12, was like, Mom, was this the kind of boring stuff you watched when you were a kid?
Oh, I love Knight Rider. I love my show.
But this has been a great show tonight. In about 25 minutes, we have Break On Through with me and hopefully Rex. You know, thank you, Jody, as always, for being such a wonderful co-host. Thank you, Ephesiana, Naomi, and Miriam for calling in. Thank you to Robbie's Poetry and Quicken and Phil for hanging on the board. And thank you to Phil for everything she does in the background. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, was listening while we were on live, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. Happy leap year, and have a good day, everyone, or a good night.
Good night.
Good night, Sam. Good night, Naomi.
Good night.